Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We can't praise Baker Mayfield and fall in love with Baker Mayfield because of his charisma, cockiness, his self-belief, and then kind of view it differently with Shador. I heard a lot of Baker listening to Shador and the confidence, and I think it's great. I also loved his answer when he talked about why he threw and when he said, well, there were some teammates of mine that didn't get to go to the combine or didn't get invited, and I knew if I threw, all those teams would come from the NFL and his teammates would have the necessary eyes. I love, love, love every part of that answer because that's leadership.
ESPN's Dan Orlovsky talking about Shador Sanders, who I really am very fascinated with where he's going to end up.
Yeah. Dan also deserves better. They laugh at him too much when he makes good points.
Yes. But like he's right, though, about this of where, yeah, no, we can't just love Baker Mayfield's arrogance. And some people don't. Like, there's plenty of people that don't like
how cocky he is. No, I find it hysterical, though. I'm not going to lie.
But it is very interesting to look at how Shador Sanders is not profiled in the proper way of that. And it's slander, so to say, trying to tank his draft stock. I don't know how much of it's smokescreen, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that it is. Like, I think Sanders is a good enough player that he should be taken within the top 10 as a quarterback, even within this draft class. It's a question of where is he going to go that is genuinely interesting. New Orleans now screaming from the rooftops.
Yeah. We need a quarterback.
But now, underrated players within underrated teams, I should say, within the top 10 for Shador Sanders. I would be looking, of course, the Giants at 3 are going to be your major player. And same with Cleveland at 2. Your underrated players are probably Vegas, the Jets. New Orleans just got a lot louder.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you're probably not looking at a team that necessarily needs a quarterback until 21 with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Everyone else either has a young player or they have an established player. If you're Tampa or Cincinnati, for example, or you signed Sam Darnold to an extensive, lucrative contract.
Mm-hmm.
Not extensive. It's just lucrative. There's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're not giving up on that on the first try. Atlanta has Penix, for example. Miami still believes in Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is Dallas, so they're kind of a low-key threat.
Jerry Jones is
absolutely a low-key threat for that kind of a situation for that player.
Yeah. Even though they won't play Trey Lance at all.
The reason not to play Trey Lance is because he's bad.
Is he that bad, or did he just get a bad start in San Francisco? I don't know.
No, it was poor evaluation process. Trey Lance never should have been a first-round pick.
Yeah, wasn't he? That was the COVID?
That was COVID.
So, yeah, everything was probably all jumbled up.
Zach Wilson got taken second overall. Mm-hmm. And then Trey Lance and the trade that the 49ers made Zach Wilson look like a smart pick comparatively. And it is because the scouting was not going to be correct
right.
that year.
Zach Wilson's now in Miami.
As a matter of fact, that whole draft class, outside of Trevor Lawrence, players are on their second teams, sometimes their third.
Yep.
Lance is already on his third team.
Wilson is too. He was on Denver after the Jets, and now he's on Miami. Backing up Tua.
So.
Might get some playing time.
So the second and third overall picks from that draft class are on other teams.
Right.
Mac Jones is on his second team, backing up Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. They're not on their second
team.
Justin
Fields is on his second team trying to, trying to be the starter for the Jets.
Mm-hmm. Yikers.
So Mac Jones has, comparatively to the rest of his classmates outside of Lawrence,
what a statement.
He's kind of had the stable career of the group.
What a statement.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
how
not
bad
good.
That quarterback draft class was. Is Trevor Lawrence is the only one that's not on another team, let alone his next team. And the only two that have not gotten to their third club are on the same team.
Right. Yeah.
Lawrence, even so, it's starting to become a question of, okay, is he really going to step up at some point?
You don't know.
Because the Jaguars are sitting here picking fifth again.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I remember they got blown out by the Bills last year.
Mm-hmm. So where does Sanders go is going to be a real big question.
There's
and part of the discussion also is, how do you deal with Deion Sanders? How do you deal with the loud and boisterous father?
Who's
he will have
legend.
His hands full coaching Colorado.
Yeah. Do you think? Here's
I don't think here's, there's going to be a lot of. There's not going to be as much influence.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
But also, let's look at the teams that could best either resist it or enable it. I look at the Giants as a poor match for that. They will contest anything. I think, and especially with Dable's fiery personality, I don't know if that will match. The Raiders is fascinating to me. Tom Brady's part owner. If there's anyone that can talk down any sort of like hysteria or hype from Coach Prime,
Coach Prime,
it would be Tom Brady.
You're not wrong, and I don't like you said. I don't think it's going to be that much influence.
Dallas would enable it.
Oh, they'd be.
It'd
like,
be about the brand.
Coach Prime would all of a sudden be a coach
Deion's
on the Cowboys
kid coming home.
Yeah, Prime 2.0. Like that's what it would be.
New Orleans, it would be okay. We're signifying that we are starting over right now. You have a good target in Chris Olave. You have a good running back in Alvin Kamara. There are worse situations, oddly enough, for a young quarterback to go than the Saints.
They could build around him, which would be beneficial.
Eventually, they're cap strapped and too terrible to do that right now.
Right.
They're in so much cap hell. Thank goodness you have Olave and Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
But those are pretty good players to have.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You have two standouts in those positions.
Though the Saints also could be probably a prime candidate to be trading Olave. We'll take him in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But Shador Sanders is going to be a very fascinating question of where is he going to go? Pittsburgh at 21 is probably screaming now that Derek Carr is out.
Yeah, 100%.
And this allows for the next part of the conversation of...
Who's QB3?
Who is QB3? A lot of reports, a lot of mocks are saying it's Jackson Dart, which to me still is, that dude's not a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Milroe is a player that is in conversation. There's a bet on the bet board of is Jalen Milroe a top 16 pick? And that answer to me is no, absolutely not. Could he be a top 16 pick, though, for a desperate team? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is Pittsburgh a desperate team that could trade up to, say, 16th?
Well, they need a quarterback, so I would say so. You don't have a leader of your team.
Again, if there are more than two quarterbacks that go in the top 10 of this draft, some team drank stupid juice, and we're going to laugh at them.
Yeah.
If the players are not Ward and Sanders within the first half of the first round, my jaw is on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to why Joe has altered the deal. To quote Darth Vader, pray that I don't alter it any further.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's, you think Will Howard out of Ohio State is QB3 over Jackson Dart, Jalen Miller, and the like?
I'd say so. I've been thinking a lot about this. Will Howard's draft ceiling.
May I ask why?
Why? Just because I need an opinion. And I was searching.
No. That's a bad excuse.
I've had a lot of alone time.
You have
recently.
To have a conviction for the opinion. It's not just I need to have a take because you know me. I will not allow that to happen on my watch.
Well, I just have been looking at the draft and I think he's overlooked. I'm not going to lie to you. I think injuries in his career and COVID have slowed down a couple years. But if you look at his overall statistics, last year won the national championship. Right? Threw for 4,000 yards, 73% completion percentage. He's a dual threat on the ground. Have you seen his highlights?
I still think that he's like a day three prospect at best.
I think he's QB3, though. He only threw 9 picks, 87.2 quarterback rating, second in the nation behind clear first rounder Cam Ward. He's playing with two likely first-round wide receivers as well. Was
the one thing is that you can fix mechanics a little bit, and the problem is that it's like I don't know. He does not have a great release on three steps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who else had a terrible release on three steps?
Who?
Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I'm not. Past results don't guarantee future outcomes. I'm not going to sit here and do that.
Here's a scouting profile that says. He will struggle to beat NFL corners when throwing to the outside numbers. That's Peterman.
Yeah.
The minute that I see something about a player struggling to hit the outside numbers on out routes, you're not an NFL starter.
Right. I respect the opinion. I just think a desperate team might reach on him or he goes on day two, but I think he's quarterback three.
He's good off platform, though. He throws from a good base, though, with solid mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have consistency with accuracy on a player's frame.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He looked great in the playoffs as well.
He uses his legs as well. So there is something to him. But the minute I see you can't throw to the numbers, dead to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and argue that.
Because I saw that quarterback. That quarterback got picked off 5 times with 2 of them being out routes on the outside. And then he started again. No, then he played again against Houston a year later. And he got picked off on a pick 6 to lose a game against Houston because he couldn't hit the numbers.
Mm-hmm. And he also played with a revolving door of linemen. Center got injured.
He also played with capable NFL talent at wide receiver.
Right, which is...
So that's how some of those numbers will spike.
Yeah, but if he's getting drafted into the NFL, wouldn't he be playing with NFL talented wide receivers?
Yes, but the thing is that can mask flaws in the scouting process. More so than... The production is not going to be concrete.
I just think his ceiling, his potential, and I get it, the numbers, the cornerback.
If you can't hit the outside, you don't have enough velocity, you're not a starter.
Right.
Cannot be. If you can't hit tight windows, if you can't hit outside the numbers, QB3, more like QB33. And obviously he's not bad enough to be like the 33rd ranked quarterback, but like, you're definitely not going to be one of the top three players, in my opinion, at that point.
Mm-hmm. But
could a team like trade up into the second round to take him? Yes. But that probably makes him the fourth or fifth quarterback taken.
I mean, Phillip Rivers struggled outside the numbers. Didn't win a championship, was a good quarterback.
Did he?
A little bit. If you look.
I feel like you're making that one up. No. Philip Rivers always had the arm velocity.
He possessed a strong arm. Career stats show a lower completion percentage on deep throws compared to his overall completion percentage. They were a lot shorter passes from Rivers. Didn't really go outside the numbers.
Hang on. I'm going to try to dig up the old report for NC State for Philip Rivers. I'm going to find this now because now I think you upset me.
Why?
Because you're making that up.
I'm not making anything up. Dan Fouts is also in that conversation. Fran Tarkenton. Yeah, just better short term. And yeah, he had the arm strength, Philip Rivers, but
I need to find the old scouting report on Philip Rivers. And I don't have enough time because
these are his career stats I'm going off of.
Yeah, so no.
They show a lower completion percentage on deep throws compared to his overall.
Well, that's deep throws. Deep throws also involve touch and accuracy. They're not just about power and velocity.
I still think I'm not going to back down from that. I think Will Howard's drafted before Jalen Milroe.
I'm going to poo-poo on your dream and say no, he's not.
Well, he only I mean, looking at this realistically, I'm looking at his stats, right? Kansas State, for most of his career, goes to Ohio State, wins the national championship, has his best year at Ohio State, like to your point of playing with the NFL talent, yards per game, 250 yards, rate, 175.3. I just think he's being overlooked a touch. Because QB3 is not clear between
QB3
Milroe.
Is not clear, and you're right about that. I will give you that 1,000% that who knows who's going to be.
He's also 6'4", 235, and a dual threat. He's got some beef behind him.
I don't know, man. I don't think there's any sort of I don't think there's any sort of realistic way that you can go ahead and say Will Howard is going to be one of the top quarterbacks taken, or even a top three quarterback taken within his draft class.
Well, this quarterback class is not great.
It's not great. You are right about that.
That provides the potential for that to happen.
Yeah. The other name to look out for would also be like it's Tyler Shough from Louisville. So there's another one of those guys that's threatening for Howard on QB3.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackson Dart, for some reason, is the one that's getting praise, and I don't know why. So we'll see what happens there. Quarterback, though, is very interesting, but if a team wants to trade into the end of the first round to grab like a Dart or a Show, the Bills are a prime trade-out candidate for it at 30,
mm-hmm.
if they want that fifth year on the contract. All right, we got to go so that we can wrap this thing up here. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR.